In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hi, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York City. And a brand new chapter in the mobile wallet wars, a deal between JP Morgan Chase and PayPal, two companies among the highest profile in mobile wallets, have announced a partnership within their continuing competition. The agreement expands the Chase Pay mobile wallet service reach from JP Morgan Chase. Let's get the very latest. Joining us now with more is Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Rudiger. Welcome.
Thank you.
So here we have two of the highest profile companies that offer mobile wallets. Now they'll be partners and competitors, which we'll get to because that's an interesting component to this story.
Right.
But the end goal is obviously to broaden the reach of JP Morgan's Chase Pay service. How is this agreement expected to do that?
Right. So mobile wallets are really taking off in the U.S. because mobile commerce is taking off in the U.S.
Great.
It's supposed to nearly triple to over $300 billion by 2020. And there's a lot of different forces that want to get a piece of that market. Right. There's smartphone makers like Apple. There's PayPal, which has been around for 20 years.
Sure.
There's banks like JP Morgan Chase. So Chase Pay, JP Morgan's mobile wallet, is about a year old. And they really wanted to keep their own kind of ecosystem with their customers, not see them go to places outside that ecosystem historically. Now they have reached a deal by PayPal to kind of fill in some of the gaps in their coverage. So for one of those gaps, Chase Pay has been accepted by some kind of brick-and-mortar retailers,
mm-hmm.
right? You can use Chase Pay at Starbucks. You can use it at Best Buy. Not so much on like the tech company side where PayPal really has an advantage. So PayPal has this subsidiary called Braintree that enables technology companies to take payments. Some of their clients are people like Uber and Airbnb. And as part of the deal, PayPal said they'll let those merchants see if they want to use Chase Pay as a method of payment or not.
Now, you talked a little bit about it, but PayPal in particular has been in the game forever. That's sort
mm-hmm.
of like the OG, old school electronic
exactly.
payment that we all know. Has that given them a significant leg up, and what does that mean for this partnership further down the road?
For sure. So PayPal has about 94 million accounts in the U.S. You know, they've been around for almost 20 years. They're accepted by probably three-quarters of the top internet retailers. So they have a pretty strong foothold in that market. What they've been trying to do over the past 2 years is, you know, broaden that even further. So they made deals with places like Visa and MasterCard so that they'll get distribution in places that accept Visa and MasterCard in store. And so while PayPal has this great advantage in the internet, you know, when you go to different brick and mortar stores, you historically couldn't have used your PayPal account.
Right.
Some of these partnerships now enable to use your PayPal account in addition to doing that online. And if you want to get really complicated, you can put your PayPal mobile wallet inside another mobile wallet like Android Pay or Samsung Pay, and it's wallets on wallets
Good
on wallets.
Good to have the options, I guess,
yeah.
right? We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Peter Rudiger about the new deal between JP Morgan Chase and PayPal. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well. You who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. And you no longer getting a paycheck but not needing one either. And also you who doesn't have to work but can't help not to. You serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well. And that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So like we were saying, despite this latest partnership, JP Morgan and PayPal will still compete. And it all has to do with a huge player in the electronic payment game, Venmo.
Sure.
Can you talk a little bit about that twist in this story?
Absolutely. So PayPal acquired Venmo as part of their deal to buy that company Braintree, I said a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of an afterthought, the Venmo part of it. But as we've seen, Venmo has really taken off as a way to exchange payments person to person. So I think Venmo did over $6 billion in person to person payments last quarter.
Okay.
Banks, seeing that kind of growth, really want to get on the game themselves. So JP Morgan is one of several banks that just launched a competitor to Venmo called Zelle. Zelle is supposed to let you exchange money just with a mobile phone number, you know, instantaneously, electronically, with any other member of the Zelle network. And like I said, that's really taking aim at Venmo's popularity too.
There's a lot going on in the smart wallet game. Thanks
yeah.
for the latest, Peter.
My pleasure.
Thanks again to The Wall Street Journal's Peter Rudiger. For more, you can head to WSJ.com. This has been The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
Enjoy our podcast? Then listen in your car. Before you start down the road, just sync your smartphone using Bluetooth or plug in to the USB port. Got Apple CarPlay? Just tap on the podcast app and search for WSJ. So, the next time you're getting behind the wheel, take us along and enjoy the ride. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.